Torah Parshas Kukos, day 3. Next up from 183a. Vayas Moshe, and Moshe did Kasher Sivar Hashem Asol, according to as Hashem commanded him. And he's speaking about the whole process of Hashem told him to prepare Aaron to leave this world, and took off his garments, and to inaugurate his sons in his place. Moshe did that. And it says in the verse, to the eyes of all the congregation. So Zohar is, Amai Leinei Kol Eidah, why? What did he have to do this to the eyes of all the congregation? But rather, begin the Aaron hover rechima the Amma, because Aaron was beloved one of the people. Yosem Mikula, more than them all. Ro Yemun, they shouldn't say, Tos Nogid al Yodid Moshe, that he was gathered through the power of Moshe. Moshe Aaron Yumilin. Moshe drew Aaron with words. Ad the Salikul the Torah, they went up to the mountain. V'chol Yisrael havel chomen, and all Israel saw. At the time when Moshe took the garments off Aaron, and he clothed him upon Elazar, who was his son. My time of Moshe, why is the reason Moshe that Hashem commanded Moshe to do this? Ella, but rather Moshe, Abishinun, Aaron, Katsala Kokahana. Moshe was the one who clothed him on Aaron at a time when he was arose into position of being the Kohen. As it says, Vayabesh Moshe as Aaron, as the Gadav, and Moshe put on Aaron his garments. See, when it says, Vayabesh so, he put on him the clothes, as Me'il, the tonic. So, Hashta now Moshe Adimine Madiavle, Moshe took from him what he put on him, what he gave him. Vakutcha Brichu Adimine Madiavle, and the Holy One blessed be, he took from him what he gave him. Vayav Shitule, Aaron, they both took all from Aaron, Mikula from everything. Was Aaron is going to next world, we didn't need these things. But Moshe Adi Labar, Moshe was taking off from the outside, from without, the garments. Kutchabrichu the goat, and holy blessed be from within, the lights. Vad Adi Moshe Kutchabrichu lo Adi. And until Moshe did not take off from Aaron the garments, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, blessed be, did not take off from Aaron the lights. Zakalchu Kod Moshe, but worthy is the portion of Moshe. Zakalchu Kim Zarikaya, but worthy is the portion of the righteous. The Kutchabrichu boy Bikareon, that the Holy One blessed be, he wants their honor. He wants they should be honored. He's concerned about their prestige. Ask him Kutchabrichu Aaron Arsa, Omenarta Dadava, Dinara. The Holy One blessed be, he set up for Aaron a bed and a shining candelabrum that was lit. Midide Natal Mihal Narta, and he from his own he took from that. That came Labram, Havadolik B'chol Yoma. Then he lit every day, Trezimni twice. Which means Aaron was lighting for HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the menorah in the temple, and Hashem, he like was putting in the bank a spiritual light, he's creating to this, and Hashem took from that bank and lit for Aaron, time of his departure of the world, to give him this very exalted connection to his light and the Shrine and everything. Last and for Marta, and closed the mouth of the cave, Nachtu, and descended. Rabbi Yehuda Amar, Rabbi Yehuda says, Pu Marta Havu Pesicha, the opening of the cave was open. T'chol Yisrael Havu Chomin La'aron, and all Israel saw Aaron Shachiv, and he died. Botsina de Benarta Dolik, and light of the candelabrum, Dolik Bene was lit before him. Va'arse Nafik, and his bed went out, Va'ayel, and came in. Va'anon Achad Kor Malay, one cloud stood upon him. V'chdein Yodu Yisrael, and Israel knew, to Aaron, beast Aaron had died. V'chamu, they saw. So they knew Aaron had died. And they saw the voice Talquan, and they covered it. Behold, the clouds of glory departed. And it was written, Vayu Kol Yidor, and the whole congregation saw Kigavah Aaron, that Aaron left. What more was explained, Valdor, because this Bokul Aaron, Kol Beis Yisrael, all the house of Israel cried for Aaron, Guvin Rinoshin, men and women, with half and children, Dor Rechima Mikulua, because he was most beloved of all. Rishimon Omar, Rishimon says, Honey Tlosa Achin Niloin, Kadishin, these three holy brothers, Moshe Aaron and Miriam, Amai Lois Kavoru, Basa Chide, why weren't they buried in one place, one cemetery, the family all together? Moshaifen is Bajud, Chad Hocha, Chad Hocha, Chad Hocha, and the limbs were separated, one over here, one over there, and over there, because looked at them as one spiritual family. Family, but one spiritual body, so it's like separated. Which one a different place? Ella, but rather, east of Amri, some there are those that say, Basu Debon, Israel, Istaknabe, Mizkol Chadvachad, in a place where they knew, Hashem knew that Israel would be in danger, so each one died and was buried there, begin Lagonalai to protect them, even after they died. Their physical presence of their body there would cause Hashem to remember their merit and to save the Jews from danger. Stays in and be saved. But each one dies is fitting for himself. Miriam Bakodesh, in the place of Kodesh, being self from Dom between north and south. Island, the star, Yemina Island to the right side. Moshe Kedekol Chazile. Moshe is fitting for him. Achad Ha the Tura Aaron. So that mountain that Moshe was on, and Mount Nebo, was united with the mountain of Aaron, the Kodesh Kfort to the Miriam. Dabahari Torah, and gathered the burial place of Miriam to that mountain, also the trace of tree, united to both sides. So spiritually, there was a unification between all the three different places they are buried. Like three vortexes, points that were connected, like they formed a triangle. That's because this is called the mountain of Avorim, the trace of tree, Torah, the Mavri, the two sides, the mountain of Avorim, also the Sitra Dor is united to this side, to that side. Meritworthy is a portion of the righteous, bound within them, bound in this world and the next world. That even next world, Hashem is concerned about them and does miracles for them and brings things together and lines everything and they protect us. Even though they're in a different place in another world, in the high world, if they leave, nonetheless, they still remain. Their merit stands in this world, the Dori Dori, for all generations. When the time of Israel return in repentance before the Holy Blessed be He. There is Kazar Alayim, a decree is decreed upon them. Then Kari Kutcher Bichl and Sadikaya, then Holy Blessed be He summons the righteous, the Kami Kami, to stand before Him, Leila above, Rod alone, He makes known to them, Bin and Mirakli Haigzer, and they nullify that decree, the Kari Kutcher Bichl Alayim Israel. Holy Blessed be He has mercy, spit upon them, upon Israel. Zakorinim and Sadikaya, the Lai, red worthy are they, the righteous, the Lai, see about them, is written, Vinachachachar Hashem Tamid, Hashem shall lead you all the time. Forever.